Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing?
All right. This Bill?
This is Bill.
Okay. All right. No. What did Jay pass you through? No. Hey, Jay. It's still early. You know, we're about to go on about 1 or 2 minutes.
Yeah, what's up?
No. He's okay. Oh, okay. All right. Because the music stopped. Okay, so are we on live now, Jake? I thought it was 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we live on air, 7:01.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, all right, everybody. All right. For the people, first of all right, Bill, hold up for 1 second, because I know you got a lot of questions you want to ask. Waiting on our guests to come in. First of all.
Your guest is here, too, Forrest.
Okay, good. Let them know. Give me 2 minutes. I'm going to bring them on. John is here. All right, that's great. Hey, family. Welcome to another episode of Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. Now, we're going to cut this short, you know, no long music or anything tonight. But then again, we never do when we have impactful guests. My guest tonight is John Monroe, and he's going to give you his bio, because I don't want to miss it by a word with his script, but it's on the Facebook page the way he gave it to me. But before I bring John on, and John, hold up for 1 minute, be right with you. I just want to say, hope everybody had a safe and nice week. All right, and so far we're going to hopefully cap your weekend with another insightful and informative episode of Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. I'm your host, Mr. Forrest J. Nance, all right? Two quick things we're going to bring our guests on, John Monroe. Number one, first of all, family, all right, no, this is zero. Let me count 1, 2. This is zero. Make sure that you have pen and pad ready, all right? If I spoke to you personally and I said you're going to be unmuted, you should be unmuted now, all right? We're going to do a roll call. We're going to let John talk first, and then in a diplomatic fashion, in an American fashion, I'm going to call you guys, and you're going to ask the questions, all right? So we're not going to over-talk. We're going to do this in a very nice, gentlemanly, and in a nice, ladylike way, all right? For the people, like I said, when I spoke to you earlier this week, You are unmuted now because I gave my technician your numbers. All right. Now, for those of us who are having, because as I've shared with everybody from day one, I have a visual impairment. Okay. And I was diagnosed with glaucoma back in 92. All right. And that's always been my challenge. Basically, I'm still healthy. I have no complaints because we all have challenges in life. Okay. Now, family, let me say this to you. Okay. First and foremost, okay, I want to thank everybody for supporting Green Tea. I had 8 new people that called in to John Boston for the Green Tea, all right, the most potent form of Green Tea in the world, 710 on the ECGC, all right. Continue support. You get a discount when you go on my Facebook page, Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, Nance, N as in never, A as in apple, N as in never, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward. Forrest Nance, scroll down, and make sure you put in the customer code, and you get $2 off a bag of green tea. Very potent, and it's healthy. It's a super drink, all right? I'm sure even, John Monroe, who's the guest for this evening, all right, is going to let you know that, All right. And also, Monday, you guys know, unfortunately, that Brother Michael Collins, who is our spiritual man here on the podcast, passed away a week ago. We're going to have on our Facebook page, he's going to be on Zoom, his ceremony, his homegoing, all right, will be on Zoom. So the information will be on my Facebook page this Monday. So scroll down, and his sister Caroline is going to put it on Facebook, okay? And his actual funeral and, like I said, going away is going to be this Friday, all right, family? So those of us who were blessed to hear him, because he brought us a lot of spiritual impact on this podcast, all right, he will be sorely missed, all right? Zoom in, because the brother's in Long Island. Now, without further ado, I'm going to bring on my guest, and I know a lot of you have questions, so please, pen and pad. All right, this gentleman, I had the privilege of talking to him off and on. I got introduced to him about 12 years ago on the WBAI podcast, it struck me. I said, I got to get in contact with this guy. And he's very informative. I got some Chinese medicine from him. And like I said, he knows his craft. So without further ado, John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
How you doing, John? Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, this is John Moreau. He's going to give you his bio. He's going to say what he has to say. And then the questions, they got a lot of questions for you, John, so you're going to be busy for the next hour and some odd minutes.
They always
take
do.
It away, John. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it's all up to you.
Well, my title is a Natural Vision Improvement Educator. And I was lucky enough to work with Dr. Deborah E. Banker. She was an ophthalmologist, and I was her assistant for 15 years and worked with her every day pretty much. And she was into natural vision improvement, which is more or less holistic ophthalmology is what we always called it. And I was trained by her in this field, and I've been doing this now since 1993, working with people all over the country, different countries around the world, and we do get a lot of results with what we do. I'm located in Boulder, Colorado, here in good old Boulder, and we do have a website, an office phone number, and everything. I'll give that out a little later, but we work with all different types of eye disorders, eye diseases. We have a vision improvement kit that Dr. Banker developed, and you can work with it at home and improve your eyesight, get rid of your glasses. You know, we work with nearsightedness, farsightedness, presbyopia, that's trouble reading small print. And also with these exercises and things, you can help improve different, you know, eye diseases and eye problems. And we work with diet changes and attitude changes and you know, a lot of different techniques you can use to improve your eyesight. And I'll be talking tonight about how glasses let your vision get worse and how they can cause different eye problems. So they're not the best thing to do, you know. A lot of doctors tell you that, you know, a lot of things don't work, but I've been doing this for a long time, and it does work, and it can help you in you know, really good ways if you apply a little time to it. Forrest, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go
I mean,
ahead. I just gave a little there on the bio. And Forrest, you called me years ago. You heard me on Kathy Davis's show,
right.
Heart of Mind or Health Action on WBAI.
Mm-hmm.
And you had glaucoma at the time. I think you've got your pressures down by, like you had the eye surgery, right?
I had the eye surgery, yes. And what is the name, just for the people who've had eye surgery, what is it? It starts with a T again, John. What is
it's
the name
called,
of that surgery?
Well, there's trabectrolectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Or they call it bleb surgery, and that's where they make a small hole in the Sven's canal to help the fluid drain out of the eye, and it forms a little bleb there. It looks like a little tiny blister. But they also have an express shunt that they can do, and they make the little hole in there. Then they put this little metal tube in there. It's about the size of a grain of rice, and that lets the fluid drain out of the eye, and the hole can't heal back up because in some cases when they do the trabeculectomy, the hole that they make in the drain, sometimes, not too often, but it can heal back up.
Right.
So that's why they have the express shunt. It's a little metal tube that they can put in there and lower their eye pressure.
Okay,
so
now,
it's,
with that, go ahead, John, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's just important to have your eyes checked once a year, especially if you have glaucoma, because if your pressure gets over 20 in each eye or one eye, you know, you can start developing optic nerve damage. And, you know, you can lose your sight pretty quickly in like 2 weeks' time if your pressure's too high.
Right.
You can really mess up your optic nerve. The fluid in the eye starts pushing against the optic nerve and crushes it. So glaucoma, to me, is one of the worst eye problems to have. And there's a lot of other problems people have. And there's a Glaucoma Research Foundation in San Francisco, and they're working with stem cells to treat glaucoma. And they do have a website. It's glaucoma.org. And you can give them a call if you have glaucoma and talk to them about what they're doing with their research. But yeah, glaucoma is nasty stuff.
Yeah, tell me about it, because I still battle it every day, you know. And I'm just forced enough to be able to, because I've taken, and I shared with the podcast audience, you know, I changed my diet 9 years ago because I got diagnosed with glaucoma back in 92.
Right.
And I had the surgery done in 2006 or 7, where they put the filters in, and I can still see certain things, but like I said, I just don't have that clarity I had in my younger years, because I'm 64, I'll be 65 in April now, and my pressure was high. I mean, I was going to the ophthalmologist 27, 28. And, John, tell the people about drops. They should be very interested in learning about drops, the COSOP and the things that they give you. You told me one time that the drops can actually cause cataracts.
Yeah, the eye drops that they give you to lower your eye pressure, you can use them, you know, some people use two or three different drops, you know, maybe two or three times a day. And those drops, they lower your pressure, but over time they can cause cataracts to grow in your lens. The cataract forms in the lens in the eye. It's behind the pupil and the iris, the color part of the eye, the lens. And you can ask your ophthalmologist, do these drops cause cataracts? And they should tell you, yeah, that's a possibility. If they say no, I think they're pulling your leg a little. But, yeah, you should watch those eye drops. I talked to a guy earlier today, actually. His name's David. He lives in Los Angeles. And he just found an algae that a guy's making, a chemist. And his pressure was 26 in each eye, and now it's it went down to 15 in each eye.
Oh.
So I think it was 26 in one eye and 19 in the other, and now he's got a pressure of 15 in each eye. And he was doing some grounding and stuff to help lower the pressure. And, yeah, it's quite amazing. I told him to call in tonight, if he could, if he listens to the show, and we could talk to him a little bit about this algae.
Oh, that's very interesting. And you know, John, I always share with the podcast audience that there's a lot of different things that science is discovering, because you were telling me about the cadaver and the lady that's the scientist that put the hands on a person that didn't have any hands, and now they have hands.
Oh, yeah, that's Dr. Kia Washington. She's here in Colorado. She's a plastic surgeon. She also does reconstructive finger surgery. Like if you smashed your fingers or cut them off, she could fix them for you. But she's also done facial transplantation. That's where somebody needs a whole new face, and they take a face from a cadaver and put it on. I think they've only done 7 or 8 of these in the world, and she did one of them. And she also does whole hand transplantation.
Wow.
She took a, what was it, a 12-year-old kid. He had no hands when he was born from the wrist down. You know, there was no hands. So she took hands from a cadaver and attached them to his arms. And he has complete control of those hands.
John, do me a favor. Could you, because I was telling a friend of mine, he's probably on. I know he's probably on, a gentleman by the name of Leon. What is the definition of cadaver? So the podcast audience understands what a cadaver is.
A deceased person.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that's passed away. Cadaver.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kia Washington, she's also working now at the Colorado University right up the street here, the CU Surgical Center, and she's doing research on whole eye transplantation, where you can take the bad eye out and put in another eye. And when she told me about this, I was pretty amazed by it, and I found a guy named George Church. He's from Harvard University. I actually saw him on 60 Minutes. They had him on twice back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And he's regrowing organs from stem cells and genes. He's a geneticist. And I called him up and I said, George, you think it's possible to regrow an eye from stem cells? I told him about what Dr. Washington was doing with her eye transplantation research. So I said, well, if you took somebody's stem cells, can you grow another eye? And he said, yeah, we could grow an eye, but reattaching the optic nerve is the problem with that. And that's
right.
What Dr. Washington's working on. So I told her about George Church and gave her his phone number. And she was going to use eyes from a donor bank, you know, an eye bank.
Right.
Like a cadaver eye.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you have to take anti-rejection drugs.
Mm.
So your body doesn't reject the organ or part of the body. An eye is an organ, actually. So I told her about George Church, and I said he could regrow an eye, and then you could put it in, and you got a fresh new eye. It's never had any problems, and no anti-rejection drugs are necessary.
Okay.
So that was my 2 cents in on that.
Okay, now, John, you've done a little, given us a little tidbit of your knowledge. Now, what I'm going to do, because I have people unmuted on here, my podcast family that I spoke to earlier. So now we're going to go ladies first. Gentlemen, we got to be gentlemen now. We have to let the ladies go first now.
All
so
right.
Now, if there's a lady, which I hope there is, Nisha, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, there you go. John, Nisha says she has spoken to you, I don't know when, but she says she was the only one, believe it or not, on the support groups I go on. And she said, I spoke to John Monroe before. I was like, really? Because nobody else hardly knew about you on support, which they should, especially if it's a visually impaired or blind support group. You know, a lot of people need to have you
right.
come on and speak to them. But, Nisha, is there any questions you have for John?
At the moment, no. Me and John, I don't know if you remember me. I was on the phone with you with another gentleman. It was myself and someone named Noel. And we were talking to you. He was giving us a lot of information. And I reached out to, can't remember the people name, someone I was on stem cell research. You might have just mentioned it.
Oh, that's Dr. Stephen Levy.
Yes. So I reached out to them, and they reached back out to me. I'm not sure if I'm exactly a fit for them because I'm totally blind. And they said they were explaining to me that it's a little bit harder to do the stem cell research. Once you're in, complete darkness, they said, so you know, I didn't feel it was so promising, so I didn't continue with them. But as of right now, I don't have any pending questions. We had a really extensive conversation.
Right. What caused the blindness? What caused your blindness?
I refresh your memory. I had pseudotumor of the cerebral.
Was that on the optic nerve?
Not on the optic nerve. It was pressure on the brain.
Oh, yeah, and it affected your eyesight. Well, when you have pressure on the brain, sometimes it can squeeze the optic nerve, and then you can't see.
Yeah.
So if you can reduce the inflammation and swelling in the brain, you might relieve the pressure on the optic nerve, and hopefully you could start seeing again.
You know, listen, I leave my faith to God. And my optic nerves, according to the doctors, they're quite damaged.
What did they say it damaged?
The optic nerve endings, they're saying that they're no longer good anymore.
Well, you see, they can't really see the nerve. It runs from the back of your eye out of the tail of the eye. It runs all the way back to the back part of your brain where the visual cortex is.
Right.
And if you have pressure on that nerve from the brain being swollen and pushing on the nerve, it could just be cutting off the signal. So there are things, I don't know, if we talked about things you could do to relieve the swelling and pressure in the brain. Do you have a problem with the fluid in, like, the brain fluid? There's fluid around your brain and in your skull.
Yeah, it was too much. I had spinal tap. I believe I had about three of them, so that they can relieve some of the pressure.
Because there's a valve in the back of your neck that lets the brain fluid come out and drain into your spinal cord. And a lot of times that drain doesn't work right, and the fluid builds up around your brain and puts pressure on it. And they put a shunt in there to replace the valve. There was a guy on the radio the other night talking about that. So did they have a way of checking your brain to see how much pressure's on it?
I believe they did everything they could do. Honestly, right. I almost try to block some of this part of my life out.
All right. Well, we won't get into it too much.
And I try to move forward the best I can. But I know I have all the information. And they did it. The doctor team that I had built around me, they were really good. They did everything that they could do. They really tried to save my eyesight, but it just didn't work out in my favor. But like I said, I don't put my faith in that. I put my faith in the Lord. So, you know.
Well, sometimes they can drill. They drill two little holes in the skull, and they let the fluid drain out.
Right.
I don't know if they tried that.
I don't think they did that, though, no.
That's another thing that's possible. I've known people that fell down and hit their head, and they had pressure on the brain, and they would just drill two little holes in the skull, and then the fluid would drain out. So
I really think they were able to stabilize the pressure.
Well, that's good.
But I was already in the dark.
All right. So,
Nisha, hold on for a minute. Hey, Doc, I want to ask you something. I remember when you came on with the lady that you that works out there in Boulder, Kia, and I remember her saying that people from birth, if they were blind, that what she was working on wouldn't work. But if at one time you had sight, that there's a probability that you could regain your sight. Am I wrong in what she said? Or maybe I misunderstand what she said or what?
Well, If you're blind from birth, they have to figure out what it is. You know, is it a problem with the optic nerve? Or some people have retinitis pigmentosa, and that's the problem with the retina. And usually when people are born and they can't see and they have retinitis pigmentosa, they're actually missing a gene in their retinal cells. The retina is the inner lining of the eye. and it's very thin. It's about the thickness of tissue paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear. You can see right through the retina, but you can see the little blood vessels in it that bring oxygen and nutrition into the retina. And the retinitis pigmentosa kind of shows up on the retina like a white spot. They're kind of like a liver spot. And Dr. Jean Bennett, she's at the University of Pennsylvania. She's a mm-hmm. geneticist. So she took a kid, he was 12 years old, and he was born blind. He had retinitis pigmentosa, and he was missing a certain gene in his retinal cells of his retina. So she put the gene back into his retina through, certain ways she could do this intravenously, and he can see now. He couldn't see.
Mm.
So what this is called is genetic medicine. And a person like Dr. Bennett, she's called a genetic medicine specialist. And they have pediatric genetics clinics, and they have adult genetics clinics, and if you find them, they have a genetic medicine specialist that knows how to use these types of medicine to put genes back in the body, and they're working on all kind of problems. So there's a lot of breakthroughs coming out right now, and you will see a lot of this in the next 2 years, really advancing.
Right.
I mean, there's universities that are growing new teeth from stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually grow new teeth in your mouth. And they take a low-level laser and they stimulate the gums, and the stem cells in the gums start growing a new tooth. And they can regrow bone loss in the jaw. There's a lot of things going on. I mean, genetic medicine and cellular medicine is when they use stem cells for different problems. And there's a lot of
right.
advancements coming along in that. So these are the things people can do searches on the Internet and read about. You can always talk to Dr. Levy out there. He's in Connecticut. His website is mdstemcells.com. And when you call him, he answers the phone. And you can talk to him. And he's doing
okay.
four different studies on the eyes, on spinal cord injuries, on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and also on heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually had a lot of people getting their sight back, people walking again from severed spinal cords.
Okay.
He's putting stem cells in the brain, and that's helping with the Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And there's also stem cells they can do for the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty amazing stuff that's going on. And I'm always looking for new stuff, what's happening next, what's coming out, because a lot of these surgeries and pharmaceutical drugs just aren't cutting it.
Right. Well, we already know that. And here's the thing, John, like I expressed to you before. I think when we were talking, you were telling me about the gentleman in Florida who was doing, I think it was regrowing the eyeballs, or no, you're talking about the stem cell surgery where they
yeah.
put it, like, in the back of the eye. And I said, well, what's the price tag on that, John? You said $19,000 and some change. I was like, whoa, now how is a person going to be able to afford $19,000?
Right.
And they ain't got $19,000. I mean, some people can afford it, like a Rand Paul who went and had shoulders method, So, I mean, unless they're part of a clinical trial, then I guess that means that they have to basically, things will turn out for the better because it'll be an experimental thing, and then I guess you got to sign that waiver and hope that things turn out the best when you're trying to regain sight,
right.
clear sight.
Well, Dr.
that was
Levy.
Another issue I had, because I think with Stephen Levy, the price tag was $20,000, and I was just like, wow,
right.
I'm not rich,
All right.
But I can come across 20,000. But man, just to get a little bit of you know, some kind of like shadow perception, I'm like, man, is shadow perception worth 20,000? So that was also something that crossed my mind as well.
Well, the problem with your case is you're having pressure on the optic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And the work Dr. Levy's doing is more for retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration,
mm-hmm.
optic nerve damage from glaucoma,
mm-hmm.
you know, retinal fascia. So there's different retinal problems. That's the inner lining of the eye. And
right.
That's why he couldn't help you with the optic nerve damage. I think if you find things that relieve inflammation and swelling, that might help some too. And you can always call me at the office. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while.
It was,
go ahead.
I will say this, though. My last eye visit at the ophthalmologist, usually my visits are rather grim when I go see the doctor from my yearly checkups. But he left me with a bit of promise and information, and he didn't elaborate or he didn't specify. He said, but I think his parting words were, you know, you're pretty young. I really feel as though in your near future you will be able to see again. And that was for me with my ophthalmologist, because we have a love-hate relationship. That was really promising. So I really feel as though he knows something, or, you know, they have really some research out there that's really going to change people's eyesight conditions for the better.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, what they might have in the near future is some glasses that you wear. And when you
mm-hmm.
look at something, the glasses have a transmitter in them.
Okay.
And they put a small chip in the visual cortex. That's in the back of your head and your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So the signal from the glasses goes to the receiver in your brain, and then you can see.
Okay.
So that's stuff they're working on, too.
Right.
And this is year 2022. You know, this is not 1955. I mean, things have advanced a lot, and the computers are getting faster and faster, and they help with research. These ophthalmologists that just do glaucoma surgery or cataract surgery or detached retina surgery, that's all they know about. They're not
mm-hmm.
researchers. And the doctor I worked with, Dr. Deborah Banker, she did years and years of research. So
okay,
there's always something around the corner.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon. That's a lot of people are saying that. And, like, 2 years ain't too bad. I mean, considering that it could have been 1970 with this type of problem, and then, you know, we're going to live another 50 years for it to hit. Okay, now, with that being said, hold on, John. Nisha, hold on, because you might want to ask another question later on, Nisha. Nisha, oh, that's what I want to ask. You could just hang on, Nisha. Appreciate you coming in. Do we have another lady on the line that would like to ask a question? Okay. So, like I said, I was going to do the robocall. Okay, now we're going to start dealing with the gentleman. I know Bill Graves is on, and he's with the Black Veteran, Blind Black Veterans. But I'll let him give you a bio, John. Bill, you there?
I'm here.
All right, brother. Any questions you got for John Monroe?
Yes. First, it's the Blind Vet Association for the entire vet for the whole country. Now, the veterans are working on a lot of – now, with what your doctors are doing, does that work with things like Orcan?
What is that? I've never heard of it.
Orcan is a device that can be put on your glasses, and you can go into the supermarket and it tells you what the items are if you walk
yeah,
down.
Yeah, it actually reads what you're looking at and tells you what it says.
Right.
Yeah, that's a device. What the things I'm getting into are actually how to repair the damage to the eye or the brain. So there are mechanical devices coming out, like the glasses that transmit a signal to a chip in the brain, and then you can see. Or cam, yeah, now I know, I've heard of that. And you can hold something up, and it'll read it and tell you what it says.
Exactly.
So that's another thing that's out now, Zorcam. I think it's like a little pin, and you hold it over what you're trying to read, and it transmits. But it's like $2,000 for that thing. And if you lose it or sit on it and crush it, I mean, it's better if you can actually fix the problem. And with vets, a lot of them get their eyes damaged from explosions and, you know, being hit in the head. There's a lot of them. And Dr. Kia Washington, that's why she's working on whole eye transplantation, so she can replace the eye.
Could I have her phone number?
I don't have it in front of me. I'd have to look it up. If you give me a call at the office during the week, I can give you her number. And if you go to my website, on my website, I did an interview with her on Heart of Mind with Catherine Davis in 2020 in March.
Mm-hmm.
And that radio interview is on my website. You can actually listen to it. And that's part of the reason she started doing this.
Okay.
It's because, you know, veterans are having eye problems.
Right. Can I get your phone number? Or do I have to get it from the
website? I'll give it out. Everybody get
it. There's going to be information out a little later, Bill.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can give it out now. I'll just take a second.
Okay. You ready, Bill?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, it's drbanker.com. And my office number here in Boulder, I'm on Mountain Time, is 303-494-4532. And I'm in here Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And that phone number and information is right on our homepage on the website. But if you go into our website, say you're on a desktop computer, there's a link on the homepage that says radio and TV. And you click on that, and it goes to another page where I list upcoming interviews and past shows. But if you look to the right of the screen, along the right side, there's a sidebar, and there's different radio interviews in there you can click on and listen to. And if you look for the one that says Catherine Davis, John Monroe, and Kia Washington, you can click on it and listen to it. It's about an hour long. There's an interview with Dr. Stephen Levy. There's all kinds of different interviews in there you can listen to right on our website through your computer. So drbanker.com and 303-494-4532 is the office number.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, I can help all you guys a lot.
Yeah, hey Bill, any more questions, feel free, because we have time.
Yeah.
Well, because we have a lot of vets that have different problems, and I like myself, I'm totally blind in one eye. I'm literally blind in the other, and it's getting worse.
What is it from?
Glaucoma.
Yeah, you have optic nerve damage. That's what Dr. Stephen Levy, now his stem cell treatments are helping to improve the optic nerve damage. But he could probably help the eye that you still have sight in. I'm not sure about the other one.
All right.
And Dr. Levy, I'll give you his website. mdstemcells.com, and his phone number and information's there. Any ophthalmologists out there that want to read about his study, all the information's on his website. And he's in Connecticut.
Okay.
So he's doing a lot of stuff. How's your pressure in each eye?
Oh, well, my pressure in my good eye is between 7 and 10.
That's
and
excellent.
The pressure... Oh, I know. I keep it down there. And my pressure in my bad eye is at 14.
That's okay. An excellent pressure is like 10 to 12.
Exactly.
If you go from 12 to 14, that's acceptable. That's good. If it gets up to 20 or higher, then it can damage the optic nerve.
Well,
so you really need to have
your
pressures checked.
No, I've had every operation that you could in both eyes, and I've checked my pressure at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, because I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
I got to
Well, if you give me
bit.
A call during the week, we can go over things. Like I said, I got a guy I talked to today, and he found an algae that he's taken, and his eye pressure went from 26 to 15.
Okay, well,
and I
I'm
asked him to call in tonight.
No, I'll definitely call you next week.
Check out our website, and a lot of my relatives were in the military, so, you know.
All right, because I have a lot of vets that I have a lot of vets that need a lot of help.
Yeah, I know.
As you know, once they're blind, they also lose their will to live, some of them, their will to do anything, and they just want to sit in the dark, and we got to pull them out of that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot coming out. They you know, any of them want to call me, they can call that phone number. If I don't answer, they can leave a message.
You'll be hearing Bill Graves next week, guaranteed.
All right, no problem. Good luck.
And you can bang on that because I know the man. He used to hang with my dad. So if you tell you he's called, he's definitely going to call.
All right.
Hey, before we take the next caller, tell the people, because when I first met John, podcast family, he gave me these bunch of little pills, and I was like, whoa, but there was a lot of them. But he explained to them what they did, and they helped my pressure, all right? And tell them about the Chinese medicine that you specialize in, John, for pressure, what's good for.
Well, when I started working with Dr. Banker and her clinic, I had eye problems. That's how I met her. That's where I learned about Chinese herbs. They're also called Chinese herbal medicines, and some of them are a recipe that's 2,000 years old. The Chinese, this is what they sell in China, and they're herbal medicines, and they have Chinese medicine for all kind of problems, but that's where I learned about it, and there's these different ones for different eye problems. They are on our website. If you just go in and click the products link on the homepage, you'll see our Vision Care Kit, and under that it says Medicinal Herbs. You can click that and see them and read about them. And they've helped a lot of people. You know, at least that's something in China they make that's good, is their Chinese herbal medicines. You got to be careful where you buy them from over there. There's distributors here in the United States. But you don't want to just go on the internet looking for them because you can get knockoffs, you know, counterfeit herbs. So it really helps to know where they're coming from. I have a distributor I've been working with since 1995, and I've never had a problem. Real good service, and they're in San Francisco. But a lot of these Chinese herbs, a lot of times you need to be a doctor to buy them. But some places they'll sell them to you. You know, there's Chinese herb shops around. A lot of them in New York, Seattle, L.A., you know, different places that you can get Chinese herbs. But I've always seen good results with them and no really bad side effects. So.
Okay. Now, on that note, John, who's next? Who's out there would like to ask John a question? Step up and ask the question.
Leon's here.
Okay, Leon. Leon from Atlantic City, John.
Hey, Leon, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
All right.
I just want to thank you for coming on and taking the time to explain some of these amazing new things that's going on.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of great stuff going on.
Yes, I got some questions for you, John. But I also got a question for the young lady.
Right.
Is the young lady still on?
Nisha, you still there? Well, maybe she went to the
Yes,
house.
I am.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
The one question I want to ask you, young lady, is how long you been blind?
3 years. I think my anniversary was the 12th of February.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Man, this is powerful stuff here. I'm sitting on so much stuff in my chest right now. I know you can imagine, Forrest. You said 3 years. Okay.
Don't be in a hurry. We got 2 hours here.
No. Because I want to give everybody else a chance to talk. Now, you put out information. There's a lot of information that you put out there. I'm blind.
Right.
I'm definitely totally blind. We call people that's totally blind, we call it lights out. That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. My eye disease is glaucoma. Glaucoma mm-hmm. is a sight taker. It's not about if, it's about when. I didn't know, Dr. John, that taking those eye drops would give you the cataracts. I never heard that before. That's the first time I heard that. I'm glad you said that,
right.
But I am going to ask my doctor when I go.
Yeah, the drug companies don't want you to know that. So.
Right. That's because there's no money in it for us to know. But
right.
The other thing, the art campaign, I just want to share that I actually got to meet the owners.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
I got to meet the owners to some art cans. I actually got to meet them. Actually, they came down here, and they did a presentation for us. And the only thing I can say about that device that you hook on a pair of glasses, and they got a phone that it hooks to, anything that device can do, my cell phone can do.
Right.
Anything. So
I think it can read a whole page, can it?
Well, my phone can read a whole page.
All right.
My phone can read anything that or can. I got barcodes on my phone where it can do anything that can do. Actually, it does. My phone does more than the Arcan thing. And you're right. It does cost $2,000, and it goes up. It starts going up because you got to pay for the updates when they come out.
You got to pay out of pocket
for the updates. So I would never get one of those. I thought about it. Actually, I had somebody come here and give me a presentation, and they came to the center, and we met the inventors of it. And so, I wouldn't purchase it because my phone does everything that does and more. Now,
if they quit having all these wars and putting money into the military and all the other crazy stuff they waste money on, they should be paying for these things for people with Medicare and Medicaid. And,
mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
It's just unbelievable.
Is the young man from Atlantic City a veteran?
No, I'm not a veteran, and I wanted to actually talk to you too, also, because I had a little story for you, sir, also, and I definitely want to give you my telephone number so you can call me, because I would love to help you in your quest to take some of them veterans out of the depression that they may find themselves in, because I'm going to share this. This is just my opinion. Me losing my eyesight is not the end. It's the new beginning for me.
I agree with you.
So I hear a lot of the stuff that's coming out. I'm going to be closely watching, Dr. John, all the stuff that you said, because my doctor's always saying to me, they have new stuff coming out. I see new stuff coming out in the future. He would never say what. He would never touch on what. I'm comfortable where I'm at being blind. But I'm listening to what you're saying and all the research that's going on. Let me ask you something about the pills. If you start taking those pills that you sell, that means you stop taking the eye drops?
Go ahead.
No, that's you, Doc. I'm asking you, Doc. No. I was asking the doctor the pills that...
All right. One thing I want to make clear, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an MD. I'm a natural vision improvement educator, and I work in holistic medicine.
Okay.
So they always get touchy if you start calling someone a doctor and they're not an MD.
Yeah, I also always say that you're a doctor. It may not be MD, but I would always give you that respect because you're doing the research and holistically, which is more better for us in the first place. But the pills.
Well, the Chinese herbal medicines.
Yes.
There's different ones for different problems. When you have glaucoma, there's one called Shi Hu Yiguan Wan, and they're pills, little round pills, but they're herbal formulas, and they're used for uveitis and iritis, and we've used them for glaucoma. Like I was saying, there was a guy I talked to earlier today. He found an algae that he was taking, and it lowered his pressure from 26 to 15 in each eye. And he just found out about it. I'd never heard of it. And there are surgical ways to lower pressure. There's eye exercises. And, you know, a lot of times glaucoma and cataracts can develop from using reading glasses, bifocals, trifocals, for more than 10 years. They can cause glaucoma and cataracts. And if you're too... nearsighted, when you're nearsighted, your eye's becoming more egg-shaped. It's becoming more elongated. It's being squeezed by the superior and inferior oblique muscles that go around. You know, there's one on top of your eye and one underneath, and they can tighten up and squeeze the eye, and you become nearsighted. So the higher your myopia is, or you're nearsighted, like on your glasses, it could say 2.00 or minus 3.00 or minus 10.00. And when you're very nearsighted, you're prone to having a retinal tear, a retinal detachment. You can also develop floaters, those little black dots floating around in your eye. So
yes,
glasses,
sir.
They help you see, but they can cause problems over time.
I will say that you're definitely correct because, and I want to make this clear to everybody that's listening, that being nearsighted is actually farsighted. Farsighted is actually nearsighted.
Right.
So you're right. You're definitely right when it comes to glasses. That's how I actually came about knowing that something was wrong with my sight, but I just didn't know. I had floaters. And I thought floaters
came
there's
things you can do for that too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when I came across the floaters because I didn't have the knowledge, there was nobody telling me anything.
Right.
About sight loss is that I thought, you know, floaters also come from, like, if you pick something up that's real heavy, you may get floaters in your eyes. So all
yeah, right.
It
can...
that's what it was, but not knowing that it was the onset of glaucoma. You're right about the glasses because I used those glasses. And I'm telling you, I got all the way up into the 20s with those glasses, and I'm telling you, it wasn't good. It did. Your sight does go fast. You use them to look at the computer first. Then you look at them, you use them for all the small print. And every time you use them, you go up in the numbers. You are damaging your eyes a lot faster
right.
than you would if you wasn't using them. You know, and I was a photographer for over 30 years. So that's why, you know,
right.
my craft had me using those glasses because I was a photographer for over 30 years. So I'm just going to sit back and I'm going
right.
to wait. And, you know, the price tags on doing these things, like the young lady said, like I'm saying, I don't have no $20,000 or $19,000.
Right.
And insurance these days, they don't even want to pay for a test, so they sure enough ain't going to pay for that.
Over time, hopefully it'll come down as it gets more popular. But still, I still think Medicare, Medicaid, and health insurance companies should pay for these procedures.
Not going to happen.
Well,
definitely
we need
not.
To acclimate and go out and demand these. You need to call your congressman and senator and tell them, you know, you can always try to change things.
They just went up on Medicare, and they're really trying to stop Medicaid. And we have to wake up as people because they just gave everybody an increase on Social Security.
Right.
They only did that
much,
because,
though.
Well, it depends on how you live in. But the point I'm making is that they only did that to get people above the poverty level. That's what they're trying to do. And in doing that, what we don't realize is once they do that, you're no longer eligible for any programs that Medicaid has.
Yeah, Medicaid, you have to be pretty in a really down position to even get that. You have to apply for
right.
it.
Right.
But you got to remember, you know, the government, insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies, they could care less about anybody.
That's right.
And
we always
you can
that
see
on this
it
program,
today.
John. Mm-hmm.
They don't. They just don't care.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't.
I'm going to
and
be.
They're
looking.
All getting
I'm
rich. Going. They're all stealing our tax money for all kind of crap, and I'm just sick of it.
Yeah,
I'm going to be listening at the at the at the. You know what I would like to ask you?
Yeah.
I want to ask you what has been the success rate to the new technology that's out that you're talking about with people getting
right.
their eyes transplanted on. What's the
well,
success
doctor, rate? All right, I got it. Dr. Washington, she's still doing research, and it's probably another 5 years out. Before
okay.
she can, you know, actually do this.
Okay.
There's the stem cell treatments for the eye problems and neurological damage and Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. Dr. Leedy has been doing studies since 2013. So he's been doing this almost 10 years, and he's had a lot of success with these treatments. So, you know, that's out there. There's genetic medicine, you know, genetics. They've been out there now for a while, and they're doing a lot of great stuff. And the faster the computers get, the more research they can help with, the faster these things are moving along. So I say by 2025, you're going to see a lot of amazing stuff out if they don't blow us all up first.
That's right. My pressure in my eye, you know, when I listen to young lady talk, you know, and I listen to other people talk when they talk about their pressure in their eyes. My pressure was always up in the 40s, almost 50.
That's real high.
When I tell you
that's too high.
Let me tell you something, but you know, I was also dealing with cancer. I'm a cancer survivor at the time. So the only thing that was on my mind.
We work with cancer too, and diabetes and weight loss and high blood pressure and.
But when you hear the word cancer, the first thing you think about is getting rid of it. And so I stopped doing everything I was supposed to do for my eyes, not knowing because I never had nobody tell me how important it was to keep doing this. And so I did have the one surgery done to replace the drain in my eye. That did work. And and it came with a – I'm going to share this with any and everybody who's on the phone. If you having eyesight problems and you having severe headaches, Please get to your doctor as fast as you can because that means your pressure is high because it comes with a lot of headaches. Your eyes
with a high pressure like that, you can get headaches. You can start vomiting. It's very painful.
Yeah.
Extremely painful.
Right, and you can start bleeding from the back of the eye. And with all of that, they also will tell you that it can also cause brain damage. That much pressure to the brain can also cause some brain damage too. So I was fortunate not to get the brain damage, and I was fortunate to get the. I had emergency surgery to get that pressure down because it was only like that
right.
in one eye. And so, you know, me, I just sit back. Like I said, this is not, you know, the other gentleman that's on that deals with the veteran. I would love to help you talk to them and take them out of that mindset because this for me, when I lost my sight, wasn't the end. It was just a new beginning.
Right. Well, on that note, I'll make sure because. Bill's a good friend of mine, just like you are, Leon, so I'll make sure you guys connect. That's not a problem.
All right, brother.
But now we got to check out. By the way, let me see if we call. Thanks,
Leon,
John.
You can always call me during the week.
Yeah. Leon is a good friend of mine. I'm going to give him that information,
John.
He'll be calling you. Trust me. That's my man. Okay?
All right.
Hey, Leon, hold on for 1 minute. I want to see if Carl Wagner, are you in back there in the podcast audience somewhere? Going once, going twice. Carl Wagner, are you there?
Not yet.
Okay, he didn't get there yet. Okay, I was wondering, right, because I muted him. Okay, Brother Rashad,
I wanted to give out little information about some things you can do that can help optic nerve damage.
Go right ahead.
There's a thing called lion's mane mushroom extract. It's L-I-O-N-S. The second word is M-A-N-E. The third word is mushroom. And the fourth word is extract. And a lot of places sell this. There's a place called realmushrooms.com. They sell it there. You could try health food stores, or you can do a search. The lion's mane mushroom helps improve neurological tissue. And there's rosemary leaf extract. It's a liquid tincture. That helps neurological tissue to improve. And there's rosemary tea. You can get that almost anywhere. But these are some of the nutritional things to help with optic nerve damage. So you can check all those out.
And I've got that on my shelf, y'all. And for my podcast audience out there, when I talked to John, I ordered 2 1-pound bags of rosemary cut and sifted. And I take that every day. I drink that along with bilberry and what else? And also, John, I this thing is so bitter, but, you know, gives my gut bacteria. There's a wormwood herb that I use.
Wormwood, yeah.
Yeah, it's bitter. It just overpowers the taste you get from rosemary, because rosemary is very pungent too in its approach. And also, I use alfalfa. And a lot of people are like, well, I got to get my B12 because I've been vegan now for 9 years. And believe it or not, the alfalfa herb has B vitamins in it. You know, then
well,
I do the sea moss.
B complex is real good. Vitamin B1 and B6 and B12 is real good for neurological problems.
Mm-hmm.
All your B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D3. I mean, all these herbs and vitamins and supplements, they're all good. There's Eye Bright. It's an herb you can get.
Yes.
It's just I could sit here all day and talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why we're here. We got a little time. I know you were going to do 2 hours. If I could, I'd push it to 3 hours, but I want to implode upon your time. And also, you recommended Dr. Sabi's eye wash. That stuff is pretty
right.
good, too. You know.
There's also Dr. Christopher's eye wash.
Mm-hmm.
You mix it up, mm-hmm. and you put it in a little plastic cup, and you put that over your eye and hold it up there and open your eyelids and blink your eye a few times and just let that solution soak into the eye. It's real good for glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
We have things you can do for cataracts and beginning stages. We work with cataracts that are beginning cataracts up to stage 1 and 2. The stage tells you how big the cataract is. And, you know, also detached retina. That's another problem people have. And you have to take care of that right away, you know, and get it repaired. And there's macular degeneration, wet or dry. There are other, you know, eye problems. There's retinitis pigmentosa.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of them. There's retinal dystrophy. There's retinal schisis is another eye problem people have. And there's different types of glaucoma. There's different types of cataracts. So there's a lot of things, you know, to learn about all this.
Now, hold on for 1 minute, John. Now, is there anyone else that was unmuted that I gave the number to? Our technician, Jay, if you'd like to speak up, you could ask John a question now. If not, then I'll go to my... Okay, who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead. Who's
this? Dr. James.
How you doing?
Yeah, okay. John, I just want to say a few words. John, how you doing? This is Dr. James, Darren James. Remember me? I talked to you about 11 years ago when I first became a blind. Excuse me?
Yeah, it was a while back.
You remember me?
I speak to a lot of people every day.
I don't know,
Darren
but
James.
Yeah. You said I bought a lot of products that you were mentioning. I bought some of them, and I remember you had the machine that Dr. Banker invented. And you said I could come out to Colorado and use the machine.
Yeah, we
are
do
you still,
treatments
are you
with
still,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, we still have
Are you
the
still
equipment.
Giving treatment with the machine? Excuse me?
Well, the past 2 years, it's been kind of slow. But, yeah, we still work with it. It's called the SEEDS device.
Yeah.
And Dr.
And the machine
Manger
does,
developed it.
The machine does what again?
It's more of a device. It's a medical device. And it uses subtle energy frequencies and electromagnetic fields. And she always said all these problems, they go down to the subatomic level. It's the atoms in the cells. They have low energy. The electrons aren't charged up good in the atoms. So all these problems really go down to a subatomic level. And it's actually problems with the atoms in the cells. So the device that she created charges up the electrons and other particles that are in the cells, I mean in the atoms, and when you do that, the cells start growing again. So you can start
Have you had success? Have you had success with that? Have you had success
with
that?
Oh, yeah. It works great on a lot of problems, especially macular degeneration, beginning cataracts, glaucoma, a lot of different things, retinal schisis, retinal dystrophy. We've used it for spinal cord injury, a lot of different things.
Okay. And you said it's been slow the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah, with the
I just have,
corona.
Yeah, I just have a few more questions. You know, because I had detached retinas, and I also had, well, I also have glaucoma and optic nerve damage. And my main problem, well, I think it's my main problem, is optic nerve damage. I know there was a doctor out in California, ophthalmologist. He invented these glasses and this computer chip that you were talking about. But he got the computer chip approved by the FDA for retinitis pigmentosa, where they put the chip in front of the retina. But he didn't get it approved for optic nerve damage, and that's when you had to put the chip behind the optic nerve. I know that they were doing research in England, where he was doing research in England, where they were putting the chip behind the optic nerve and using the glasses. And there have been people that have said that they've been able to see after that. Are you familiar with the research in England, and are they able to bypass the optic nerve and people are being able to see with those glasses?
Well, I've heard about the chip, but they put it inside of the eye on the back central part of the eye. And then when you're looking through your eye, it picks up, you know, the light particles and transmits that through the optic nerve.
Yeah, well, the one that they were using that they got approved by Medicare. In fact, Medicare was paying for it. They got it approved in this country, and it was they put the chip in front of the retina. But the problem is a lot of people that have glaucoma and diabetes, their problem is not in front of the retina. Their problem is the optic nerve is damaged.
All right.
So
well,
even if you put the chip in front of it, excuse me?
Diabetic retinopathy, that's what people get.
Yeah, so even if you put the chip, yeah. So even if you put the chip in front of the optic nerve, you still won't be able to see because the damage is in the optic nerve. So you got to put
the
chip behind
the
optic nerve. Excuse me?
It's on the very tip. The damage is on the very tip of the optic nerve where it starts in your eye. And that tip of the nerve is sitting there, and the fluid in your eye presses against the tip of the nerve and crushes it. The rest of the nerve from the back of your eye into your brain is okay. It's just the very
So
tip
you're
of
saying
the
that the only damage they have is in the distal aspect of the optic nerve, the tip, right?
Yeah, if you look into the eye.
So this doctor's doing this research in Connecticut. He's putting the cells in the distal part of the optic nerve, in the front of the optic nerve. Only
no.
The stem cells.
They put the stem cells in between the eye and the eye socket. They don't put them in the eye. and then they work their way into the eye, and they can regrow retinal tissue and optic nerve tissue. But they don't go in the eye. They go between the eyeball and the eye socket.
Okay, so I think that would be the – well, I think that's a good route for me.
Can you see anything? Do you have any eyesight?
No, I can't see anything. But I think that's a good route for me, the stem cells around the eye, and to try to stimulate the optic nerve, because the retina – I did have retina detachment. They tried to repair it, but like you said, they didn't do it soon enough. So that's another problem.
Well, his treatment does not, if you have a detached retina, it does not reattach a retina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a different problem.
So you,
I've had like several surgeries.
Yeah.
Excuse me? I had several surgeries where they tried to repair
it.
Wait a minute, y'all.
No.
We got to be a little patient here. When you ask a question, you got to let the person answer.
Yeah, I know. It's so much information that, you know,
yeah.
I was just, you know, talking kind of fast. But,
yeah.
No, I can't see at all.
Right.
Well, you
right.
might be more
you
of a candidate
time.
For whole eye transplantation. That's where they remove the bad eye and they put in another eye. Whole complete
and then
eye.
They still would have to, wouldn't they still have to do something with that optic nerve?
Yeah, that's
because
what Dr. Kia Washington is doing research on, is reattaching the optic nerve.
Right.
And Dr. George, okay. this guy George Church, he's a geneticist in Harvard University. He's regrowing organs from stem cells, hearts, livers, kidneys. And he told me that you could grow a new eye from stem cells, and then Dr. Washington could transplant it into you. So you
okay.
get a new
well, let me
fresh
just,
eye.
Let me get off the phone. Let somebody
right.
else talk. But you know what I wanted to say? I'm a former professor, anatomy and physiology professor at New York at several universities, and you know I'm a podiatrist also. And I was talking to you a while back, but anyway. I was doing lecture. I was lecturing on stem cells and regeneration of organs, and
right.
the theory is that in one soon they'll be able to go. They'll be able to regenerate any of your organs through stem
right.
cells. It'll be
that's
just like
George
if you go
Church.
To the store, your car needs a tire. You go get another yeah. tire. You'll be able to go
right.
to the store. I mean, go there and you need a liver. They'll make you another liver.
Yeah. Well, do a search for George Church, geneticist, Harvard University, and see what he's doing.
All right. Have a nice day, and you
and
have
call
good
me
information.
If you want to call me, I'm here every day.
Yeah, I'll get you information.
All right.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
All right.
Okay. All right. You know, just before I bring on the next person, because I'm going to go to my technician and ask him, is anybody pressing the number one button? Because I know other people would say they were going to call in. But let me say this. What do you think about this? I want to ask your opinion on this one. I was looking at a couple years back, Charlotte Gershwin, whose father was had the Gershwin theory. She was stating at one time, because she's a big carrot juice enthusiast, she said
yeah.
that one of her patients had drank carrot juice basically just carrot juice, 12, 13 glasses a day, and she regained 60% of her eyesight. Is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah, juicing is real good. All your vegetables and fruits and berries and sprouts. You know, I was going to go in to try to get into some of that diet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, carrot juice is real good for the eyes. A good juice is carrot, apple, and ginger.
Right, right. Just had some earlier. Okay.
You know, spinach.
Now,
I mean, all that's good. Juicing is real good.
Yeah, I do a lot of raw salads, too. Okay, do we have anybody else asking a question for John Monroe that hasn't come on yet?
Forrest.
Oh, Brother Rashad. This is Rashad. This is our naturopath, Rashad. John, this is Brother Rashad El-Amin. Go right ahead, Brother Rashad.
Thank you. I want to thank Mr. Monroe for all that wonderful information. That's really good. I remember hearing you on Catherine Davis' show. I recorded that show because it was so interesting.
Right.
And so I'm just happy to see that you're on Forrest's podcast. And so I do have a couple questions, but you were just talking about carrots. As a matter of fact, my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, who started wearing glasses a couple years ago, she started eating carrots every day, and she didn't have to wear glasses anymore. Just eating
carrots.
Yeah,
the beta carotene and vitamin A is real good for the eye. And I want to let everybody know, they have orange carrots out there, but there's also purple carrots.
Yeah.
And purple carrots are twice as nutritious as an orange carrot.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cut it open, it's orange inside, but the outside of it's purple. And a long time ago, there was a king or somebody, and they did something to the carrots to make them orange instead of purple. But if you can get purple carrots, they're twice as nutritious as an orange carrot.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Monroe, I have some purple carrots in my refrigerator now.
All right.
So do I.
As a matter of fact,
yeah,
a bag of different colored, even
yeah,
a white carrot in
colors.
There.
Yeah.
So I do have those in there. Purchased a couple days ago, and I'm going to juice them, of course, with the rest of my beets and all. And so, yeah, my granddaughter, she didn't have to wear glasses anymore after eating all those carrots, which was really wonderful. But now I have my oldest daughter. I wanted to ask you this. She just got as a matter of fact, she had been going to different doctors because she said she's having a problem with her eye. A right eye, and nobody could diagnose what it was until she went to this last doctor, and he diagnosed her with scleritis, which is inflammation of the sclera.
That's the white part of the eye, the sclera.
Yes. So do you have any suggestions, anything natural that she can do to help with?
She has inflammation of the sclera.
Yes.
Is it bloodshot or red or?
The white of her eye always looks nice and clear. Now, I haven't been seeing her that much, but she moved away from here, and so I don't get to see her that much. So I could have asked her, but you know,
it could be the
pain that she gets in her eye.
All right. A lot of times she might have some strange eye infection going on in that eye. And what I would suggest is there's a product made by Sovereign Silver. That's the one we like. It's a colloidal
silver
water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's only 10 parts per million of silver in this stuff. And she could get a bottle of that. You can get like an 8-ounce bottle of it with a dropper in it. And she could put 1 to 2 drops in each eye 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening. And I've seen a lot of people with these strange eye infections and problems with the sclera. And after just 5 days of using this stuff, they come and call me and tell me how the whole problem has gone away.
Okay, now, what's the brand name?
Sovereign Silver. It's 10 parts per million.
Yeah, I've seen that in the health food store.
Yeah.
Friend.
Well, she could get some of that and try it.
How many parts
per
million?
And also, Dr. Seabee's eye wash.
Which one?
Dr. Seabee.
Oh, yeah,
Seabee.
Dr. Seabee,
yeah. Yeah,
I
got some.
Dr. Christopher eye wash. He has an eye wash. Dr. Christopher and Dr. Seabee's eye wash, and then the Sovereign Silver, she could try that.
Okay.
And hopefully if the pain goes away, it's improving the problem.
Okay, great.
Let me know how that works.
Oh, yeah, I definitely going to call her tomorrow and tell her to go to the health food store. I think Whole Foods, I've seen it in there too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Vitamin Shop. There's
Vitamin Shop carries it too, yeah. I was going to say Vitamin Shop carries it a shot.
But they have an 8-ounce bottle, 16-ounce, and 32-ounce. So the 8-ounce bottle will last you for a while.
Okay. That sounds good. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, let her try that. You know, she can get on that right away and try it.
Yes. And so I wrote herbs that you suggested. I became familiar with lion's mane mushroom because that's becoming popular now.
Yeah.
And the rosemary herb, which is good for so many complications, and it's just a nice aromatic type of tea that you can drink
right.
every day. And I've seen studies where they show that people who use cell phones regularly or a lot, it protects you from cell phone radiation. That's how powerful this rosemary tea is.
Well, you can get a brain tumor or a tumor in your eye if
yes.
you use cell phones too much and hold it up to your ear from the the frequencies it's putting out.
Yes. You're right about that. So, yeah,
microwave energy, I guess.
Yeah, people should drink that rosemary tea. That's a very good tea for a lot of problems.
You can also get rosemary leaf extract. It's a liquid, and take that.
I'm aware of that, too. That's very excellent.
All right.
Also. Yes. So
there's a lot of things for the eyes.
Yes. That's
but they also help other parts of the body, too, when you take them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, herbs are the best thing. Herbs and spices are excellent for healing the body. And I never had no eye problems. I never wore glasses. I'm in my 70s, and I see excellent. I have no problem.
You're very fortunate.
Don't use glasses. Anything like that, but I'm, you know, my diet is I have a vegan diet, a plant-based diet, and so that's always kept my health, the best that I can have.
Right.
And but anyway, I always tell people diet has a lot to do with your eyes also, so that's people should look into making changes. In their dietary habits and leaving certain foods alone and incorporating more of a plant-based diet and certain herbs. And last thing, Mr. Monroe, could you suggest some other Chinese herbs that are good for eyes?
Well, there's the Ming Mu Dihan Wan.
Natural
good for... Yeah, Ming Mu Dihan Wan.
Can you spell
that? That's good for, it's M-I-N-G is the first word.
Okay.
The second word is M-U. The third word is D-I. The fourth word is H-U-A-N-G. And the last word is W-A-N.
Okay.
And I have them listed on my website, some of the different Chinese herbs and what they do.
Great. Okay, great. That's really good.
But they support the liver, kidney, and spleen, and that they all have to do with how your eyes are working.
Okay.
The liver, kidney, and spleen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
And the eyes
are
a very sensitive part of the body. They're real sensitive to sunlight, you know, alcohol, chemicals in cigarettes, chemicals in foods.
Things that don't belong
in your things.
Yes, things that don't belong in your body. That's right.
Well, also, everybody likes coffee, but it has tannic acid and caffeine in it. And even if it's decaffeinated, it still has tannic acid.
Yes.
And tannic acid and caffeine tightens up your blood vessels. It's a constrictor. And it's a big cause of macular degeneration and liver problems.
You know, they have alternatives for coffee, like natural alternatives made from dandelion root.
Ticino is real good. Have you ever heard of Ticino?
I heard of that one, too,
Yeah, that's a good coffee substitute. And then if you take this stuff called guarana,
Guarana,
G-U-A-R-A-N-A, guarana, It's a liquid. And you put a few drops of that in your tea chino, it gives you that little buzz like you get from caffeine, but it doesn't constrict your blood vessels.
Right. No, that's good.
So, there's always
but
a way out,
has,
you know.
Who drinks coffee, if you just like that taste of coffee and that aroma, that dandelion chicory tastes just like coffee, and it smells just like coffee, and it looks just like coffee.
And you put the guarana in there, and you get that little buzz or energy like you do from caffeine, but it doesn't harm your body.
Right. So that's
you can put it in your orange juice or whatever, the guarana.
Right. Okay, great. That's thank you, Mr. You being
on and sharing the information. Michelle, I wanted to ask him a question while you're on the line. So let me understand something. They always say that, John, that when you have an eye problem, that basically you should have the decaf in any type of tea. Or are you talking a reference to coffee? Is that both? Decaf.
Well, there's teas. There's all the herbal teas are good.
Right.
Yogi and celestial seasoning. You know, herbal teas are fine. They have no tannic acid in them or caffeine, the herbal teas.
Mm-hmm.
But there are teas like your regular teas that have caffeine and tannic acid in them. So the herbal teas are real good.
Okay.
I don't know if I should mention the other ones, but.
Well, they have.
It's up to you.
Well, yeah, but if you get an organic green tea and it says caffeinated, then you don't mess it. You're looking for the decaf in the organic
green tea. Yeah, but
green tea,
it has a different amount. It has less caffeine in it, and it's not
mm-hmm.
like the caffeine in coffee from the coffee bean. And so green tea is good for you if it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, herbal. Blueberry tea. Peppermint tea opens up the blood vessels.
Right.
There's oolong tea. There's moringa tea. They help heal.
Oh,
moringa, red tea
yeah.
and white tea, hibiscus tea, cinnamon
mm-hmm.
tea, lemon zinger, raspberry zinger. There's all kinds of them.
Yeah, there is.
As long as they're an herbal tea, they're much better for you.
Okay.
The zinger teas, those are very tasty.
Yeah,
they're all good.
Good ice too.
Good
they're
ice
good for
tea,
all
huh?
kinds of things.
Yeah.
I drink peppermint
Another
tea
good
almost.
Thing is wheatgrass juice. That's real good.
Do that. All the, I have a wheatgrass juicer, and I do my own wheatgrass.
Yeah, you can grow your own, and 7 days it's ready, and trim it, throw it in there, and
right.
Whoa.
It stays good in the refrigerator for about 3 days, and then you have to make up a new batch.
I freeze. When I make mine, I make maybe about 8 ounces, and I'll freeze the majority of it. And then I'll put them in little cups, and then I'll keep one out overnight so it'll be ready for the next day. And I freeze them and have it ready for the next day. And it's wonderful. It's very potent.
All right. Well, I don't know if you should freeze it or not, but if you put it in a container, the 8 ounces, and just keep it in the refrigerator, it's good for 3 days.
Well, I've never had no problems with the freezing.
Really? I've never heard of anybody freezing it.
Oh, no. They actually sell, if you go to a health food store, they have frozen wheatgrass juice in containers.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They've had that for years. So that's why I freeze mine so that, you know, it won't go beyond 3 days just in the refrigerator.
Right.
And when I drink it, it's still got that kick to it, so.
Good.
Yeah, it's
no, it's great stuff, wheatgrass juice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love
Spirulina
it.
Spirulina and Corella, they're real good.
I use
I'll
that.
Get ready
there's
to
tons
ask,
of this stuff.
Michelle, I was about to ask, because remember, algae, if I'm not mistaken, spirulina is an algae, correct, John?
Right.
And Michelle, yeah. And then I also have barley grass, and I also use the wheatgrass powder. The powders are good, too, correct?
Yeah. Well, they've been processed somewhat, and who knows how long they've been sitting around. But the fresh wheatgrass juice is real good.
It's the best one. Okay, yeah, because I use the powder.
And barley green, that's good for diabetics, and there's a thing called chromium that's real good for diabetics.
Oh, yeah, chromium, the supplement.
And a lot of people with diabetes, type 2, a problem, they're just overweight, you know, and it can cause type 2 diabetes. So I get people to lose weight. I help people with weight loss. I had a guy lost 100 pounds in 12 months. I have a way that people can lose about a pound a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps a lot with blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Monroe, I meant to ask you, you spoke about that algae that gentleman was using. Do you know that?
Yeah, I didn't get the name of it or who made it. I'm going to talk to him again. I was hoping he would call in during the show today.
Well, he might. Wow. No, he might, because Rashad and John, I just got a call. I went backstage with Jay. He said some people hit number one, so the guy might be trying to call in. So,
his name's David. He's in Washington.
Well, we're going to find out right now, so we're about to bring in these new callers. Rashad, you know, I'll get that information for you. I'll give you John's number. I got it.
Yeah,
give
no
it
problem.
Out again.
Okay, so we're going to bring in the new callers. Thank you. That's our house doctor, Rashad Alameen.
Right.
Thank you, Rashad. You know, just listen in, brother. You know, that's my right-hand man right there, John. Okay, Jay, you could bring in if you can, the next caller, because we got half an hour left, so we're going to try to do this with the swiftness. Callers, you got 3 minutes with John Monroe.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I know who this is.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm really enjoying the discourse. You're very insightful, all of you. And I'm so touched by the girl. She's so beautiful. My heart really went out to her, you know. It's getting me upset. That girl is so sweet.
Don't start me to cry, miss.
No, she's very sweet. She really touched me, you know.
Oh, you're talking about Nisha, yes.
This is one of my clients you're talking to.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
You're one of my clients, I was telling them.
Well, I was always had perfect eyesight. I had a bicycle accident whereby my retina detached, and I just thought it would heal by itself. You know, I had no clue. So I waited like 8 months.
She didn't know what it was.
I'm so scared of doctors, right? So I went to it. I called Gary Null, and I spoke to his nurse, this lady Luann, who works with him, and she said, oh, my goodness.
Luann Panessi, yeah.
So I went to one guy out of Shmini, he's an Indian doctor, and he told me to go to this retinal surgeon because Dr. Shmini's specialty is cataract surgery. It's not retinal surgery. So he sent me immediately to a cohort of his who's named Ben Zane Cohen. And somehow this guy reattached my retina after 8.5 months, which is unheard of, you know. But
yeah.
The guy's in New York City. He's amazing. And so he reattached my retina on the left eye. Yeah,
he's the leading retinal specialist in New York City.
Yeah, Dr. Ben Zane Cohen. He has his own facility. He doesn't go to other houses.
What's his address? It's 140 East 80th Street.
Yeah, 80th and Lex. But
yeah.
The thing is, John has really been... you know, John has really been, I'm getting so upset. Oh, John has always been very supportive because it's not easy to go through this stuff. You know, you all know. So John has really encouraged me. I bought some Chinese herbs from him and a lot of things, and he tells me a lot of information. So, you know, it's not easy to go through, but if you just, you know, you really just have to trust, you know, also. But, you know, and I was also the other gentleman who called. He has a very moving story. So I just hope they can really get help because, you know, sight is really, really a special thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to take it for granted. You know, we don't want to take it for granted. But all I know is, you know, I've been taking the Sovereign Silver that John suggested and silver drops and all that. But sometimes I'm not as good as I should be because I don't get enough rest sometimes, but I'm trying to go to bed more and also eat better. You know, I'm very thin and everything. I don't have pressure problems at all. But you know what my problem is, what I really want to help with, is scar tissue. You know, because I waited too long. And now, even though my retina is attached, I have scar tissue.
We think Dr. Levy might be able to help her with that.
Is that what John suggested?
Yeah, with Dr. Levy with the stem cell treatment.
Uh-huh, but I have to call him, and then you actually get the treatments where? Not in Connecticut, right?
Well, Dr. Levy, you talk to him, and you go see your ophthalmologist, and you send over your examination report to him, and then he sends it to Dr. Weiss, and he's a retinal surgeon, a retinal specialist, and he's located in Coral Springs. It's a little northeast of Fort Lauderdale, and that's where they do the stem cell procedure down in Fort Lauderdale. And it's done in an operating room, and it's general anesthetic, and you do need an anesthesiologist. And that's a part of the reason it's so expensive.
Oh, really?
Because it's done in an operating room, and you have to have an anesthesiologist. The whole procedure takes about 40 minutes, and they can do both eyes if they have to.
Wealth of information.
So, yeah, I've been working with this lady since 2015.
Yeah, I see. You know your patience. When you heard her voice, you know it was her. Well, ma'am, listen, on that note, thank you for calling
thank
in, because
we
got a couple more people. We have a couple more people that need to
so
get
much.
Say their piece. Thank you for calling in, and don't be a stranger, because we're going to bring John back. This is like a brother from another mother. Thank you for calling in. Hey, Jay, we're going to bring in the next caller. Hit number one button for John.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yes,
hi,
ma'am.
Hi, this is Rosa from Pleasant Hill, North Carolina. I want to ask John a question. I had a cornea. My problem was dystrophy and cornea and glaucoma. And now it's cataracts. The first, my right eye, when they did the corneal transplant, I'm totally blind in that eye. Now they want to go back in and do one on my left eye, which I see between 200 and 40 right now. So I want to know, I'm in herbs, but I'm telling you, you have given me a wealth of information tonight that I can share. So I want to know, with the cataracts, the acute dystrophy, and also the pressure in the eye. And I want to reserve my left eye. I just really don't want to have surgery.
How long have you had the cataract?
He said now the cataracts completely cover the eye, and they want to sketch me. They are in mouth.
Well, it sounds like it's probably a stage 4.
Yeah, he says all over the cataract is all over the eye, and the pressure.
It's on the lens. It's on the lens in the eye.
Okay.
The lens is behind the pupil and the iris, the color part of your eye, and they're just oxidized cells. They're kind of like rust on metal, but as they spread and get more and more of them in the lens, we've helped beginning cataracts in stage 1 and 2. But you're a stage 4, and unfortunately, the only way to do it is to have the cataract surgery. It's gotten too big to do it.
I can't have the cataracts without having the corneal transplant, and I don't want.
They should be able to do cataract surgery. Is the cornea turned white or?
The cornea is bad too.
Can you see through the cornea?
No, they said the cornea, I can't do it. They can't do it at Duke. I don't know where to hear the Duke Hospital.
Yeah,
and
North Carolina?
They can't do one without the other.
Where do you live?
Cornea just, I live in Pleasant Hill, North Carolina. I live in
Neville,
Virginia.
Yeah, I've heard of Duke University. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
But
they
I'm
can't
just
do
saying,
one
when you look at
one.
All right, when you look at the cornea, is it white or clear?
They say it's sort of like gritty, rusty, like gritty like.
Okay, so it's not clear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to remove the cornea, then they want to go in and take out the cataract and put in a new lens and then put the cornea back on.
They want to do the whole transplant, like they did in the they did one in the right eye, and I'm totally blind from that one. So that's why you see them hesitating.
The corneal transplant?
Mm-hmm.
The corneal transplant did that.
Uh-huh. So
it's not from a cataract in the other eye.
They said it was from the glaucoma.
All right, you have optic nerve damage in that eye.
Mm-hmm. And the glaucoma is the one reason why I went blind in the right eye, because the cornea, I had the transplant, and the pressure stayed so high up in the 40s, so I ended up losing that eye from glaucoma.
It damaged the optic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other eye, is it the same hospital, the same doctor?
Dr. Kim. Dr. Kim is supposed to be doing
it. Did he work on the other eye?
No, it was a Dr. Collins that worked on the other side.
Well, yeah,
he's
back to Dr. Collins. I'd try this other guy.
But
you could always.
I'm already. My problem with hesitation is.
I know what position you're in.
Mm-hmm. So I've wondered what herbs I can use.
Well, like I said, that the cataract is spread, the oxidized cells are spread on the lens so much, there's probably not much that can help you. If I'd have caught it in an earlier stage, like when it first started, there are things you can do for it. But I don't know. You know, it's up to you what you want to do. If you want to try that surgery, you can try that. Hopefully the pressure won't go up. But the position you're in with your cornea being so discolored and the cataract being so big, that might be the only choice you have right now. Like I was talking earlier about complete eye transplantation, you know, they take the whole eye out and they put in another eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming along, but it might not be ready till 2025. So that's why I was talking about whole eye transplantation and Dr. Kia Washington and what she's working on. Because a lot of conditions, you know, like your other eye, you can't see out of it from the optic nerve damage. And it doesn't mean your whole optic nerve's damaged. It just means the optic nerve where it comes into the eye, right there inside of the eye, it's damaged on the tip of the nerve. So you might want to talk to Dr. Kim and, you know, see what kind of results he's had in the past, you know, how he's done, if you can get any information on what he's been doing. But Duke University is a good university. And you can always call me at the office here during the week.
Okay, your number?
I'll give the number out. It's your pen ready.
I got
it's 303-494-4532.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm in here.
Keep,
I'm on Mountain Time. You're 2 hours ahead of me on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
And I'm usually here 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And
if you don't get me on
that
number, leave your name and phone number, and I'll get back to you, and we'll talk more about this.
Good. My only hope now is Jesus. My only hope now is Jesus.
That's good, too.
Yeah, stay strong. Stay strong, sis. Keep your spirit high. I can hear it in your voice.
Yes,
keep your
Lord.
Spirit high. All right.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. We want to thank you for calling
us
and stay in contact. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, Jay, let's bring in our next caller.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go
this
right
is
ahead.
David, isn't it? This is David?
Yeah, this is David from Los Angeles.
I've been telling everybody that you found an algae that helped lower your eye pressure.
You know,
I'm so grateful I tuned in. I was slightly distracted, so I missed most of the show. But, it was one of the most amazing miracles that I've ever experienced. But before I start, I just wanted to tell John what a wonderful person he is and how he's such a wealth of information. And whoever is running this program, thank you so much for having it on. It sounds like you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you for coming in. Hey, David, hold up. Hold that thought for 1 minute. Jay, do me a favor. There's too much noise in somebody's background. Find out who that is and mute them, because that interrupts other people from hearing what David has to say right now. So if you can, Jay, just mute them, because people ought to be aware of what's going on in the background. We're trying to hear what David has to say right now. Go right ahead, David.
Okay, so basically, to make a short story, I wanted to get that stem cell. I wanted to think about that stem cell thing. So I went to my retinal specialist, and he says, "Oh my God, you know, your eye pressure is pretty high. It was 26." And I tried some of the eye drops. That I went to a glaucoma specialist, and they made me sick. And so I stopped, and I asked a friend, and he studies this guy. His name is Kerry Reams. He was
what is
a chemist.
It? What?
R-E-A-M-S. And the first
Reams.
Name is Kerry. He does a biochemical approach to nutrition, you know, measuring your pH and your sugar content and blah 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 in your saliva and your urine. And I've been using some of the information from it, and I asked this man who knows about it, and he says, well, Kerry Reams recommends this product called Algazim, Algazim, and it's put out by Daily Manufacturing. Daily is like every day, and manufacturing is whatever it is.
Daily is D-A-I-L-Y.
Well, it's, yeah, D-A-I-L-Y, yeah.
And, Daily Manufacturing, okay.
And basically, before I tell you what's in it, I'll tell you what happened is I took it for a while. And along
how,
with that,
how long
I did
is
this,
a while?
A couple weeks.
Couple weeks, all right.
In fact, maybe the first time I went by in a, back in a week. I went back in a week. Anyway, and my eye pressure the first time in the week went down from in the left eye from 26 to about 19 or so, and the right eye went from 19 down to about, I forgot. Anyway, 15. I did it for another couple of weeks, and then it went down to 15. And
in each
15.
Eye.
In
each
eye.
Eye was 15. All right, that's a miracle. You told me you pray a lot, and I was going to say, hey, you found this algae, and look what it did for you.
And also, the main thing in this algae thing is iodine from kelp. Yeah, basically the basic ingredient is kelp. But the other thing I did also is it's a thing called grounding or earthing, and you plug this wire into your grounding port in electrical system, and then you put these patches over the affected area, and I put it like by my temples, on my hands and my And that might have helped too. I'm not sure exactly what helped, but either that. And then also I was going to tell you about praying. I don't know how many of you believe in prayer, but I I prayed and I visualized and I affirmed that my eye pressure was okay and that God, Father, Mother, God, breath of life, whatever you believe in, was healing my eyes. And I went to my eye doctor again 3 weeks later, and it's holding. It's a funny story. My eye doctor, my glaucoma specialist, is very angry at me. She says, "You're not using my eye drops. I don't know what's doing it. Yeah, come back in 4 to 6 months," which is kind of interesting. You would think a doctor would be happy if they saw your growth, but anyway,
they only support surgery and drugs.
Yeah, and anyway, I wanted to tell John called me up, and thank goodness I was able to tune in because he said, "Hey, some guy called me about algae." And anyway, I would say algae, and you can look up earthing, E-A-R-T-H-I-N-G, or grounding, G-R-O-N-D-I-N-G. And that might have done something, but I'm leaning toward the algae.
Yeah, me too.
And whatever John leans toward, I would lean in that direction also. Also,
well,
I was going to
tell
you
that.
That's
great. I hope your pressure stays down. But we'll
me
keep
too.
An eye
and
on
also,
it.
I wanted to wish all of you well. Some of you sound really great, especially for that last lady. I wish you well, and if I were you, I would pray to your higher power, that force, that Lord or Jesus or whatever, and pray that you are blessed and that you are healed. I feel that is a really good healing power. And John says that positive affirmations and a good, peaceful, calm, serene state of mind is very healthy also.
Well, they say the Lord works in mysterious ways, so you found the algae.
You know, actually, you're right. You're right. You know, that I like to use the word mystic, which means you as a spiritual being are connected to the infinite because there's no time and space. The infinite exists and is right where you are. So as you pray and affirm, like in the secret they talk about, that so it is, and like in the Bible they say, as you ask, so it is given.
So you may receive.
You what?
When
you
ask,
receive.
You may receive.
You know, actually, this is one of the most amazing miracles I've ever experienced because It was a tangible thing where I was like really worried about my eye pressure, and the thing got down to normal, and it was due to some very natural things, and that is just very, very remarkable. Anyway, I don't want to take up too much time. You guys have a wonderful rest of the evening. Thank you so much for listening to me, and John has my number if anybody has any questions.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you, David, for calling in. Don't let this be your last time, because we cover many different subjects on this Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself podcast.
What kind of program do you have?
Well, we have a program with John Monroe. Then we have a program with Rashad, who's a natural. I got my man Stan White coming on. So we deal with health, healing, and we also deal with social issues pertaining to what goes on in the country. So whatever you like to talk about, that's what we're open to everything on this.
It's
on
a variety. Podcast. It's a variety.
And is your show 4 to 6 Saturday?
No, yeah, well, 4 to 6 because we're on the east. We're on the East Coast. So yeah,
seven to nine p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. It's 4 to 6 p.m.
Out there where you're at, if you're on the West Coast.
Okay, well, you know what? And what is your name, sir?
My name is Forrest.
Oh, Forrest.
Forrest
Nance.
Forrest Nance. Don't say Forrest Gump now. Else I'm gonna come out there and we're gonna I'm gonna do the Ollie shuffle on you. It's Forrest Nance.
You're gonna do the
So David's in California, so the show's on from 4 to 6 PM in California.
Right, because you're on the West Coast, David.
Yeah, Pacific time.
Yeah, just
well, David,
every
thanks
Saturday,
for calling in,
every,
man. We wanted to talk
yeah,
to you about that
it.
Herb.
Yeah, because we're on time.
Hey, Forrest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I get such a good feeling from you, sir.
Well, thank you. That means you'll be tuning in next week and the week after and the week after that. So we appreciate you. And I got John to thank you for coming on.
And I just want to bless you, you know. Is that okay?
Well, thank you. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, so, you know, I am just so touched and moved, you know, by this wonderful, blessed man known as Forrest Nance. And I am claiming that right where he is, that all of his needs are met. He is happy. He is healthy. He is abundant. And he goes forth and he spreads words of wisdom, help, and happiness to others. And he lifts the vibration of the world. He uplifts people. He informs people. He makes this world a better place. And I am calling for special blessing. I'm calling for more peace, more joy, more abundance, more love. Whatever he wants, it is his. And all of his loved ones, all of his people that he cares for, they're blessed also. And I am so grateful for being given this opportunity that I am knowing that he is now receiving and he is grateful, he is thankful, he is filled, and it is just great. And also, I want to say something really nice to John, that he is a wonderful person, that he spreads his information. He is a helpful individual, and he comes from such a good place. He is blessed. He's given vision and eyesight and abundance and happiness and joy and health tenfold.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Well, on that note, because like I said, we do the time. Say, David, thanks for calling in. Don't make this the last time, and we'll bring you on at another time, and we're going to give you even more time to talk because you are a talker almost like me. So thank you for coming on. All right. And listen, I want to say this to the podcast family. You know, we're coming to the end of the show. This is why I inform you guys, and we're going to start, and Karen, I know she's probably listening. She'll be my technician. We're about to start part two of Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself because we need it. Because sometimes things can go just a little longer. I know John probably made a nice little lunch over there. He's probably eating while he's talking to us.
I can go another
going.
Hour if you want. I
That's
don't care.
What I'm saying. But I do the time constraints. Only got 2 hours, you know.
All right.
But what up?
Let me give out my website and phone number.
That's what I was about to say.
You.
Go right ahead with your information real quick.
The website is drbanker.com, drbanker.com. It's drbanker. There's no period after dr. And the office phone number here in Boulder, Colorado, I'm on Mountain Time, is 303-494-4532. And I'm in the office Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Time.
Okay. Now, with that being said, we're going to post, all right, I'm going to have Deborah post something on my Facebook page, family, in case you missed that, because I told you come on with pen and pad, all right? If you don't have it, go to my Facebook page, or next week I'll give John's information out again because he'll be back. I'll schedule something else for him, and we'll try to do I'll schedule with my technician. Now, also, I'd just like to say support. Thank you for your support for the green tea. It's on my Facebook page in case you want a discount. Go on my Facebook page, scroll down, you can get it. Once again, John's information will be on my Facebook page, or next week I'll give it out again. Because for those of us who are having a problem with our vision, there's always an horizon over, however that goes, John, however it goes. But anyway, also, my technician, Friday nights, same number, call in. He's there between 8 and 10. It's called Keeping It Real with Randy J. Sean Jackson. That's my technician. Check him out. And don't forget, if you guys want to make a donation to Michael Collins, all right, please. All the information will be on my Facebook page. It's up there now, but he's on Zoom. You could look at the Going Away celebration for Brother Michael Collins. So on behalf of Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself, I'd like to thank you. Thank you, John, for coming on. You know, I'll be in contact with you. We're going to bring you back. You there, John? Well, John probably hung up. Rashad, are you there?
Waiting just for you.